Morning. Hope everybody had a good evening. We had a long day yesterday. Covered a lot of material. Everybody's smiling today. Anything interesting happen? Yeah? Yeah, I know we were talking about it at breakfast. It's already working. Some of you were playing around with this last night, working on these techniques, feeling better, really increasing the way you're feeling and the anticipation. And this one particular gentleman who's single just had never been able to attract anyone, a female partner into his life. And he was working on that as a primary objective. Look, I want to have a relationship, which is a good objective. It's great to be in a relationship. And he was using this actually in class yesterday, really focusing on that. That was the one thing he was working on. And then last night, he went off by himself to a restaurant, and a woman just came right up to him. Just came right up to him and started chatting in a conversation, and they wound up having dinner. And you were amazed but not amazed because you were almost expecting it, right? Exactly. People always ask, when you do this, are you surprised at the results? And the answer is, if you're doing this effectively, you are not surprised at the results. Because you expect it. So it's no surprise. And you've actually experienced it in your mind first, as if it's already happened. So when it happens, it's no surprise. In the movie Star Wars, the Jedi Master, Yoda, was training the young Jedi apprentice, Luke Skywalker. And in one particular scene, Luke Skywalker's jet plane had landed in a lake, and Yoda was teaching Luke how to use the Force to lift the jet plane out of the lake with his mind and move it on dry land so he could take off. And Luke tried to do this, and the jet plane began to lift and then went back down into the lake and sunk. Yoda then, frustrated with Luke and his inability to grasp this, used the Force, lifted the jet plane out with his mind onto dry land. And I know it's a movie, but here's the point. When Luke saw Yoda do this, Luke said, "Oh my, I don't believe it." And Yoda said, "That is why you fail." Because he couldn't even believe it. And that's why he couldn't do it in the beginning, because he didn't believe it. From a scriptural standpoint, there's an interesting story in the Bible about Jesus who was walking on water. And Peter, the apostle, was looking at Jesus walking on water and was so excited. He went out to greet Jesus. And the Bible says that Peter walked on water. Peter was walking on the water. And it says, as Peter was walking on the water, Peter looked down and saw that he was walking on the water himself, and saw the waves and saw the water and became frightened and began to sink. Now, this is exactly what we're talking about. When you start thinking about what you don't want to happen, when fear and doubt come in, all of a sudden you get the opposite result. Remember, what you really, 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 really want, you'll get. But also what you really, 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 really don't want, you get that too. Whatever you're thinking about, you get. And if you're thinking about what you don't want to happen, you know that because you feel crummy. And when you feel crummy, that's what's coming in. So to get what you want in life, anything and everything you want. You do the procedure. You define what you want. You focus on that with intensity and power, which means emotion, positive anticipation, as if you've already had it. You do that for a certain duration every day, the more the better, at least for a minute and a half each time. And then you have to believe without any doubt, which means you just need to focus on what you want and not what you don't want. And you know that because as you do that procedure, you'll feel good. So you do the procedure, which is thinking about what you want, anticipating that you've already received it. You know you're doing the procedure correctly if you're excited and you feel really good. If you see yourself in the picture and if you're feeling as if you've already achieved it, that's the ultimate. That's the first thing. And the second thing, throughout the day, always work on your emotions and work on feeling good all the time. Because that will get your positive energy up and make the procedure easier to apply and make everything happen. Questions? Yes. Question is about actions, the how, versus the thoughts. Now, we all know that the thoughts are 99.9% of it, but the question is, you mean to tell me I can sit home and just think and create anything I want without physically doing anything? Don't I have to do something? And the answer is, no, you don't have to do anything. However, when you're using this technique, you will want to do things. Actions become a joy and a pleasure. But here's the trick. If you're doing any actions to make something happen, because we think we have to make it happen, so we go out there and have to do things. We have to work to make it happen. If you're doing any actions to make something happen that you want, and you feel frustrated or bad or annoyed doing the actions, your actions are fruitless. They're not going to create any results. Your actions should be a joy and a pleasure, even if you're working 18 hours a day. When you look at all the successful people, we all say the same thing. We love, not just like, we love what we're doing. It gives us incredible joy and exhilaration doing actions. But the thought process is first. The thought process is first. And when the actions become frustrating, that's when people